to the Shiloh family.
Good morning.
God bless you. Giving my obedience to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Pastor Raymond Allen, members of the pulpit, to the sisters of Shiloh Sisterhood, and to all of you who are assembled here today. One of the things that I said that I wanted to make sure that I did every day of my life, because life is a precious gift from God, is that before my feet hit the floor, I just want to tell God, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And if you feel that way this morning,
yes.
Things happen so fast, and tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So I just believe in telling God, thank you.
Thank you.
For everything he is to us. Everything he does for us, and just for being God, amen?
Yes.
I ask that you pray with me this morning. I'm honored to be here with you. I've known Marlise for a very long time. It was so great to see Alicia, and thank you so much for that for that greeting and that introduction, Sister Alicia. Our children, I actually have one son, and our children are about the same age. We actually lived in an apartment complex together for some years, so I've known Sister Marlise for some years, and I thank her, and I thank you all for having me this morning. I'm asked that you pray with me. There is a word from the Lord, amen?
Amen.
And I pray that you allow that word to fall on fresh ground and fresh soil in your hearts, and that you take the word and run with it, amen?
Amen.
Let it strengthen you, let it empower you, because you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And God allowed us to be here one more time, as we used to sing in the old church, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to be here one more time. And that's enough to thank him for it. That's enough to give him praise right there. That's enough to say thank you, God. That's enough to put your hands together and be grateful that you have hands. Be grateful that you have a heart this morning to serve him, and you have a mind that you can praise him this morning. Ask that you pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We say thank you, God, for this privilege and this opportunity to come before your people. We don't take this lightly or for granted. And Father, we thank you for this amazing day, God. Thank you for brand new mercies. We thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for health and healing and wholeness. Oh, God, and yes, I believe that you're still a healer. Oh, God, you're still a great healer. You're the greatest physician ever. And we thank you that every need, God, among these people be met. And, Father, that most important, that when we receive the word, that we not only be hearers of the word, God, but that we be doers of your word. And that in all things and through all things, we give you the glory that's due your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I'm going to share with you a story that you heard probably many, many times, but from a different perspective, since I'm a healthcare worker, that's what I do. I believe that we can just show a different version of the story, but yet share the story and let it have just a great impact on you. And so this morning, from the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, familiar story, verses 43 through 48, Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 43 through 48. And the word of the Lord said, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stemmed. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and said thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning. I want to talk to you from a subject this morning that simply says, when it looked like a dead situation, when it looked like a dead situation. This week, I was listening to one of our ministers in training teach Bible study, and he used the acronym BIBLE, and he reminded us that that stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. Some people say biblical instructions before leaving earth. And so as I was studying, I began to reflect on the teaching. And even before we talk about the woman in the story that I just read, I got to talk about something that's even more important and that will set the foundation for the teaching. Because when we think about life today and we think about our survival, when we think about our success and think about our need for healing, there's something that's found in Hebrews 11:1 that really helps us to know. And as I looked at your banner this morning and your theme, I said, Lord, I studied the right thing. I said, Lord, you know through the Holy Spirit, he will teach you and he will help you to be prepared to do his will. Amen. So I said, before we start talking about what happened in the story today, I need to talk about the word faith. The word faith. In the Bible, in Hebrews 11:1, we find a good definition of what faith is. And again, you've heard this. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. I want you to pay attention to the word, though, now faith. Because when we're going through every situation and circumstance in our life, we got to have some, not tomorrow's faith, not next month's faith, but how many of you know we got to have some now faith? So the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, when you talk about faith, you talk about it as if it's tangible, but yet in one instance, it's intangible. And sometimes we get a little mixed up and we get a little messed up because we are so accustomed to seeing things. We touch things. We got to see them and touch them. But how many of you know that that's not how faith operates? Faith says that you got to see things through the Spirit. You can't even look at them through the natural. When you look at them, you got to really see them through the Spirit. Because it's the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence of things I might not be able to see right now. But because I believe the word of God, how many of you know that that's what faith is? That's what faith is. You got to be able to grasp that. That's what faith is. In Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. How do I get this faith? You know what it says. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by? Oh, I like it when you talk to me. I promise if you pray with me, I won't be long. Hallelujah. So the word says faith cometh by hearing. I want to put this all together for you when we go back and talk about the woman this morning. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of God. Hebrews 11:6 says something that's so important. It says that, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. How many of you want to please him this morning? I don't know about you, but I decided I want to please him. Hallelujah. And he is a reward. I like that part about the Bible. The Bible says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, them that diligently go after him. Don't get tired when the way gets hard. Don't get tired. I like my sister's testimony. My sister said, I'm not mad at nobody. Diligently seeking him, diligently exercising faith, because the acronym for faith, F-A-I-T, is for all I trust him. For all I trust him, not just some things, but for everything. Is anybody in the house can say that I trust him? I'm learning how to trust him. At one time, I didn't know how to trust him, but can anybody in the house say, for all I trust him? I understand what faith means this morning. I don't just trust him for the big old things. I trust him for the little things. I trust him for things I see. I trust him for things I'm believing to see, because that's what faith is. Can you tell your neighbor that's what faith is? For all I trust him. For all I trust him. So therefore, every time I hear the word, because that's how faith comes, then there's some spiritual special deposits that are made on the inside of me. They're made on the inside of me. And so as we look at our story this morning, one translation of the story said there was a woman with an issue of blood. How many of you know all of us have issues?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Can I talk to a real church this morning? Can I talk to some for real people this morning? All of us have issues. But how many of you know that as we grow and as we go through the things that God is teaching us and trying to get us to learn about the word, that the thing that's important is not that we have issues, but that the issues don't have us. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, that the issues don't have us. This means that the way that we respond to situations can't be limited to what we see when we operate in faith. When we're going through challenges, we can't get on the phone and have a pity party because we're allowing the things that we're going through to affect us in a way that's negative to people around us. So when we're going through things, even though it's a hard thing, even though it may be a bad diagnosis, we don't receive that in that way when we see it through faith. Amen? Sometimes the doctor will come into the room and the doctor will say, "Miss Jones, I'm so sorry. I have to give you this diagnosis. And I wish I could tell you something different." And Miss Jones is there with her faith-filled self. And Miss Jones looks at the doctor and says, "Doc, I thank you for doing your job, but you seeing that thing through the eyes of man. But I'm looking this morning, I'm seeing that thing through the eyes of faith. And I don't have to receive what you said. I hear what you said, but I don't have to receive what you said because I don't see that thing in the natural because I had a little talk with Jesus for myself. And I see that thing through the spirit because when I see it through faith, faith says, I know the best doctor in the whole town. I know the best physician. I know he said in his word that by my stripes, you are already healed." So when I look at that thing, I'm sorry, doc, but I got to tell you, thank you for doing your job. But I serve Jesus. And how many of you know that he's still healing? Somebody say, "He's still healing." He's still healing. Are you glad this morning that the doctor's word wasn't the final say over your life? Because you didn't look at that thing through the eyes of a natural person. You said, "No, I got to see that thing beyond what I see." And because that's what faith is. Faith said you look at something and you see it even if it's not there. So even if my healing had manifested, I see my healing. I walk in my healing. I speak healing. Because it's important what you say out of your mouth. Look at your neighbor and say, "It's important what I speak." What you speak and what you confess over your own life. You say, "I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed." And you allow every atom and every cell of your body to line up with the healing balm of Jesus. Can we talk to somebody this morning who don't know Jesus and tell them, speak over your own life. Open your mouth and decree and declare that there's nothing too hard for our God. Can you shout right there this morning? I don't know about you, but I can shout right there. There's nothing our God can't do. Hallelujah this morning. The Bible says again, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Let me read that scripture one more time. "For he that cometh to him must believe that he is." That gives me an opportunity right there to ask you, who is he to you? Has he been your way maker? Has he been your provider? Has he been your healer? Has he been your deliverer? Hallelujah. Has he made a way for you out of no way? Oh God, has he been that person who dried the tears from your eyes in the midnight hour when tears fell from your face and nobody knew why you were crying? You didn't even know. Has he been your wheel in the middle of the wheel? Can I go back to my old church learning? Hallelujah. Anything and everything that we need, how many of you know he is that? Glory to God. He is my healer. He is my keeper. Sometimes you just need a little peace. I don't need money right now, but I need some peace. How many of you know that he'll show up as Jehovah Shalom? He'll be the God of peace for you. I don't care what you need. Tell your neighbor, whatever you need, God is. Hallelujah. We got to begin to encourage one another. Somebody needs to hear the word. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's go back to the word then. If we got that, we can put the word together again and let's talk about this woman. I said this morning, I titled this message, When It Looked Like. Somebody said, Look Like. Don't go by everything you look that look like. Don't go by what things look like, because that's not what faith is, amen? When it looked like, somebody said, look like a dead situation. Sometimes people have given up on you. They've given up on you. They've walked away from you. It looked like a dead situation. Because you just didn't know the God we know, amen? You didn't know the God we serve. It looked like, that doesn't mean it is, but it looked like a dead situation. So when I started studying this word, I said, you know what? I understand. I'm getting some revelation here, because when you study the story about the woman with the issue of blood, you've got to go back to the beginning of the story, because the Bible said that when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side, somebody say to the other side. How many of you know sometimes you got to know which side your blessings are on? You got to be on the right side, amen? I mean, so that's the Lord's side. You got to be on the Lord's side. So you got to know which side your blessings are coming from. Your blessings are going to come from the Lord's side. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what folks say, because folks are going to have an opinion. How many of you know it doesn't matter to me what you say? As long as I know what God says, then that's good enough for me. I'm all right, because I listen to what the Lord says, because I found out that in every circumstance, in every situation, he has the final say. Come on, can somebody give him a praise shout in this house tonight? Today that God has the final say. God has the final say over your life. This one will have an opinion. That one will have an opinion. It doesn't matter about your opinion, because that's what you're going to do, because you are human. But how many of you know that I look to God? And I say, God, what is it that you say? Hallelujah. What is it that you say? What do you want to have done? What are you believing? What have you purposed my life for? How many of you know that God has given us a purpose? There's a reason for you being here. And tell your neighbor, I ain't going nowhere till God is finished with me. Hallelujah. Can you celebrate life today? Can you celebrate the life? It looked like a dead situation. Let me tell you about the word today. The word of God says, then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. He said, my little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and leave. And Jesus went with him. Now, this happened before the woman with the issue of blood. So here Jesus goes. He's going now. He's going to the home of Jairus. And then when I started reading about it, and I saw that Jairus' daughter was not just dying, but the word said that she was a corpse. So I looked that up, and I said, but she was dead. It looked like. Somebody said, it looked like a dead situation. So here's Jesus. Jesus is going to the house of Jairus, and they caused him to come, and he's coming. He's going to the house, but when he gets there, he doesn't find somebody halfway dead. He doesn't find somebody on her deathbed. The child had died. Somebody said she had died. It looked like a dead situation. So there is Jesus. He's in the room with Peter and James and some of his other disciples and the mother and the father. And Jesus began to speak into her life. He laid hands on her and he spoke into her life. And how many of you know that dead situation, that dead young lady was no, it looked like a dead situation. But how many of you know when Jesus laid his hands on her, how many of you know that young lady got up? She sat up. And she was so alive, they said, go get that girl something to eat. How many of you know it just looked like a dead situation? Oh, somebody don't get that revelation. You mean Jesus went into the room of a dead young lady and laid hands on her and she came back to life? I know the people of the town were talking. Somebody say the people of the town started talking. When the people of the town started talking, though, how many of you know that the word went out about what Jesus did? Somebody started saying, it looked like a dead situation. But when Jesus came out of the room, the young lady got up and they said, get up and give us some food. So then I went back to my mind. Come on back to the story with me. I went back to the story of the woman with an issue of blood. That woman, now in the natural, if I were to think about things from a healthcare perspective, in the natural, that woman would have already been dead. How many of you know you can't live and lose blood for 12 years and still be dead? And still be living. It looked like a dead situation. It only takes a little bit of blood, and whenever there's a bleeding emergency, we try to handle that very fast because we realize if you lose blood, you also lose life. As you lose blood, you also lose life. So I started my research, and I said, Lord, there are different classifications of hemorrhage. There's a class 1 type hemorrhage. There's a class 2 type hemorrhage. There's a class 3 type hemorrhage, and so on. But the moral of the story was that lady couldn't lose blood for 12 years and still be alive in the natural. But that's where faith comes in. Somebody said, when we look at it in the natural, I said, now why would God allow a story like that to come forth? Because he wanted to remind us that when we look at things in the natural, he said, I do things not in the natural, but I add my super to your natural, and I want to show you that I'm a God who specializes in things thought to be impossible, and I can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Only God. Somebody say, only God.
Only God.
Only God. So there's that woman in our story today. The Bible said she had some issues. She had a lot of issues. She was losing blood. If you lose blood, you lose your life. It makes you weak. And not only that, when people lost blood or when people were bleeding in Old Testament scripture in the Bible, it even taught us way back in the Old Testament that they were thought to be unclean. So how many of you know that people didn't even want to be around her? It's not a good thing to be isolated, is it? Nobody wanted to be around her because she was unclean. How many of you know she had lost all of her money? She had tried doctor, specialist. She had tried everybody she thought she could. And the word said that to no avail, though, because nobody could heal her. I just believe for myself that as the woman got the word, the Bible says faith cometh by what? By hearing. So even as she got the word about what happened to Jairus' daughter, people were talking. People were talking around her. And I believe that I could see that woman in my mind as I was preparing. I could see her in my mind saying, you know what? I'm a little weak right now. And I understand that people don't want to be bothered with me because they feel like I'm unclean. But I got a word in my spirit this morning. I got a word. And I believe that just like Jesus, if Jesus could lay his hands on that dead situation and that child got up, I believe that even though my situation looks dead, I believe that God can lay his hands on, even if he can't lay his hands on me, I'm going to make my way to where Jesus is. Anybody in the house this morning, sometimes you say, if I could just make my way to where Jesus is, it doesn't matter what's going on around me. It doesn't matter what people are doing around me. If I could just make my way to the house of prayer this morning. How many of you know if I can't touch him this morning, hallelujah, I believe that when he touched me, that'll make a difference in my life. So I could see this woman getting herself ready. She said, I'm weak. I've been losing blood all my life. And how many of you know, again, in the natural, the woman should have already been dead. That's why I came this morning to tell you that the situation looked dead when something looks dead. But how many of you know that we serve a God who has all power in his hands? There's nothing too hard for our God. So I saw her getting ready. She said, you know what? I'm weak in my body. I'm weak in my spirit. I'm broke and I'm disgusted from paying all these bills and paying doctor after doctor, specialist after specialist, and nobody was able to help me. But that's all right, because I got a word in my spirit. I got a word down in my spirit. So as the woman got ready to go, she was hearing what Jesus had done. And she said, you know what? The word said he is a rewarder. He'll reward those who diligently seek me. Seek me what I feel like seeking him. Seek him what I don't feel like seeking. Seek him when I'm feeling good. Seek him when I don't feel good. Seek him when the sun is shining. Seek him when it's raining. Those who diligently seek him. So I saw that woman getting ready. She said, I'm weak and I'm tired, but I'm going to make my way to where Jesus is. So the Bible said that she got amongst the crowd. How many of you know she didn't care about who was there? I don't care who's around. I don't care who praises him. I'm going to praise him for myself. I'm going to bless him for myself. I will bless the Lord, sister, at all times. And the Bible said his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So here she is. She's pressing her way. Can you see her this morning? She's weak. She's lost a lot of blood. Folk, I don't even think they were paying attention to her because she just snuck in the crowd. She said, I'm going anyhow. How many of you press your way anyhow? Sometimes you don't feel your very best. Sometimes everything is not going like you need it to go in your life. But how many of you say, I'll press my way anyhow? I'm going to press my way anyhow. Even in the midst of a situation that looks like it's dead. I believe that I can press on to Jesus. So I saw in my mind this morning as she was pressing her way to Jesus. She went on in the crowd, and as she made her way through the crowd, and everybody was all around Jesus because they had just heard that he healed Jairus' daughter. So that woman said, faith cometh. I might not have no money. I might not have a good diagnosis right now. But she said, faith cometh by hearing. I heard that he healed Jairus' daughter. And that daughter wasn't just dying. She was dead. It looked like a dead situation. So I believe in my mind today that that woman got enough courage. She said, I'm going out. I'm going to make my way. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. But I understand that if I have faith, even the size of a mustard seed, I can say the mountains in my life. Mountains, you gotta get out of my way. You gotta get out of my way. So I saw that woman in my mind this morning. She pressed in the crowd. She said, I'm just gonna touch just the tip of his garment. Hallelujah. How many of you know when she touched just the hem of his garment? Jesus said, hold up, wait a minute. I can tell something is different about the way I'm feeling and the multitude. And the disciples looked around him because Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? And everybody looked around and they said, how can you tell somebody touched you? All these people are bumping up against him. And I found that to be so interesting. A lot of people were bumping up against him, but not a lot of people had faith. Not a lot of people had faith. Because the Bible said, this woman touched the hem of his garment, and immediately, somebody say, immediately. Yeah. I came to preach to somebody who said, sometimes I need God to give me an immediately type blessing. I know the song says he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. But every now and then, I need God to show up in my circumstance. I need God to show up in my situation. I need God to speak over a dead situation. And God spoke into that woman's life, and then immediately she was healed. The bleeding stopped. I mean, you can celebrate right there. You need to celebrate for that woman. You need to give God glory right there because she stopped bleeding. How many of you know that not only did she stop bleeding, but her whole life was restored? How many of you know that you serve a God? I don't care what illness you've gone through, what sickness you've gone through, he can restore your whole life, not just your physical life, but he can restore your mind. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been in a situation, if you've ever lived a life sometime, like I lived at one time, I thought I was going to lose my mind. Life circumstances and life situations and the pressures of life began to weigh me down. I didn't know what what to turn to. So I turned to the spirit of suicide. Spirit of suicide had attached itself on me. I said, it looks like I was in a dead situation. I was driving across the Mississippi River Bridge, and the enemy was in my mind. The enemy was in my mind, said, go ahead and take your life. But how many of you know that I begin to call on the name of Jesus? There's something about calling on the name of Jesus. I was out of my mind, but I called on the name of Jesus. I said, God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you. How many of you know that the tears begin to drop from my face? I felt a little strength on the inside of me because God began to restore me. He said, no, 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 baby. You shall live and not die. You got to declare the works of the Lord. So you want to hold on to this will because there's purpose on the inside of you. Can you encourage your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's purpose on the inside of you. So it doesn't matter what it's looking like, even if it's a dead situation. The woman began to be restored right there at the feet of Jesus. She was healed and made whole. He said, run away, God. Go ahead, daughter, and celebrate. Go ahead and bless me because you are healed and restored and go in peace. Go in shalom. Don't worry about what nobody say about you. Don't worry about your money because I got you on that too. I'm still Jehovah Jireh. I'm the Lord God, your provider. There's nothing that you could ever need that I cannot manifest for you. So I came to encourage you in the house today. If you just hold on, God can speak over your dead situations. How many of you have children and grandchildren? I told them I believe in generational blessings. For so many years, we've heard people talk about they were impacted by a generational curse, this curse and that curse. I said, well, we got to be careful about what we start speaking. Let the children of God, let the redeemed of the Lord say, no, generational blessings. I bless you. I bless your children. Bless your children's children. That's the lineage of Abraham. I need to know that we serve a God who is able. I like the fact that the Bible said he's more than able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But that's not where the subject ends. That's not where the verse ends. According to the power that's at work on the inside of you. So I came to encourage you today, whatever you're faced with a dead situation, whatever you're faced with a diagnosis that doesn't sound like the diagnosis you want to hear, I came to tell you this morning to stir up the gift of God. Stir up the power of God on the inside of you. Faith says it may not be what I need it to be. I can't see it right now, but I believe the word of God. Every time I hear the word of God, my faith increases. Every time I hear your testimony, that strengthens me. That helps somebody to get a little bit stronger. So keep on testifying. Keep on telling people about what God did for you. Amen. Every time we hear the word, every time we hear great testimonies, something is built up on the inside of us. And even though situations look dead, sometimes they look hopeless. I mean, you know that we serve a great big old God. There is nothing that he can't do. He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Shalom. He's still everything that you could ever need. Whatever you need, call on his name. And yes, he is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord God, our healer. And not only does he heal us physically, but he heals us in our spirit. And so I say to each one of you today, as you speak over somebody's life, testify. Share with them and tell them how good God is. And that's how we perpetuate his will for our lives. And generational blessings and not generational cursings. Hold on to the unchanging hand of God. Can you bless God in here today for these awesome testimonies, for healing, for restoring, for doing what only he can do? And how many of you know that he is not through yet? He's not through with you. He's not finished with you. The word says that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered the hearts of men those things that he has prepared for you and I. How many of you want to be a recipient of what he has prepared for you? Come on, raise your hand. Can you give him thanks for what he's already done for you. Come on, bless him. Hallelujah. We bless him. Give him glory. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yourself in the apostle.